Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The stock market has had a good year so far, but some are saying maybe too good. In fact, our next guest says you might want to start looking at investing overseas, where valuations, he says, are a little better. Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Wes, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
So do you guys feel that indeed the domestic stock market here, the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, U.S. stocks in general, are a little bit too high?
They're expensive, especially the S&P 500, especially the top part of the S&P 500. I mean, it's up 15 so far this year, and that's after two previous years of 20-plus returns. So it's definitely high, but in the short term, it's really not a good indicator of is it time to sell stocks or not sell stocks, because it can just get more expensive, you know, for months.
All right, and so I understand you are thinking now that valuations are a little better overseas?
Yeah, they're definitely better overseas. When I say international, I usually mean the EAFE index, which is basically Europe and Japan. But there's also emerging markets. Emerging markets would be your Asian countries and your Latin American countries, and China is lumped in there with emerging markets as well. But international stocks, both EAFE and EM, have lagged the U.S. for about 15 years now. The average rate of return, if you were in international stocks over the last 15 years, is somewhere in the 7 to 8% range. The S&P 500 has been double that, which means they've been getting cheaper and cheaper compared to the U.S. for the last 15 years. And about 10 years into that 15-year run, lots of analysts kept pointing out, hey, valuations are at record lows compared to the U.S. It's time to start adding international. You know, all that started coming out around 10 years into this 15-year run, but international just kept getting cheaper and kept getting cheaper. And now finally this year, if you look at the year-to-date numbers, you know, and we're all the way to the fourth quarter now, international is up, at least the EAFE is up 25, EM is up 30, whereas the S&P is only up 15. I say only up 15, it's still really good, but international has finally woken up and is outperforming the U.S. right now. And eventually we knew that was bound to happen. It could not keep lagging forever. But I will say most, at least for the EAFE only really has looked better than the U.S. for 4 months, and that was January, February, March, and April. And those 4 months, it really smoked the U.S. I mean, it was up 12% at the end of April compared to the S&P 500, which was down 5%. That's a 17% difference in the first 4 months of the year. Since then, though, the S&P 500 has been slowly catching up. There's still a 10% difference, but we were at a 17% difference at the end of April. So, you know, in the last whatever it is, 5 or so months, you know, the S&P 500 has been better than the EAFE. Now, EM is a different story. EM also did better than the U.S. in the first 4 months of the year, but not nearly as well as the EAFE did. So, you know, EM was up about 4.5 at the end of April compared to being down 5 for the S&P. So it was considerably better than the S&P, but not nearly as strong as EAFE. But over the last few months, EM has not given up those gains. They've actually added to them. So EM has, you know, a chart of EM compared to the S&P 500 looks a lot better than the chart of the EAFE compared to the S&P 500. The EM is the only one of the two that's actually showing sustained leadership.
Just to clarify, EM is emerging markets, and you say that includes China, which seems kind of strange.
Yep.
I mean, China is pretty big.
China is big. So when they say emerging, they mean the financial systems of that country are emerging, as opposed to EAFE is developed international. So they've got more developed financial systems.
All right. Now, I know our listeners are probably thinking, what are the risks here when we're looking at international stocks?
There are more risks than the U.S. because you've got lots of different governments that could throw a monkey wrench into things. And then you've got currencies. You know, and probably one of the biggest explanations for why international outperformed so much in the first 4 months is the dollar dropped by about 20%. But the dollar has stabilized now. And if the dollar is going to stop going down and maybe even go up, that's actually better news for U.S. But emerging markets has continued to lead despite the dollar being stabilized over the last few months.
Well, Wes, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.